Now, whether you are a girl or a boy, you have probably heard some of these. You're not smart enough, or you're too smart for your own good. Your race or your sexual orientation is unacceptable. You're not black, Hispanic, gay, straight, whatever, enough. You're too tall or you're too short. You're too fat or you're too thin. You're too young or you're too old. Your faith is wrong, or you need to hold certain beliefs. You should drive a different car. You should wear different clothes. You don't belong in this neighborhood, or you forgot where you came from. And the list goes on and on and on. And these supposed guidelines for living can be very hard burdens to bear. So I have another story for you. Most days in the spring and summer months, I like to ride my bike to the gym. It's about 2 miles away, it's really flat, it's a great way to get exercise, and I can leave the car at home. And I always go the same way. But I have been thinking for a while about changing it up. So on Tuesday, July 18th, 2017, I left my house about 7:15 in the morning, and I went up to the first corner, and that's where I always turn right, and so I thought, you know what, let's make today the day, let's go straight instead. So I was going straight, downhill, not particularly fast, totally aware of my surroundings, and as I looked way ahead on the sidewalk, I saw what looked like rocks and gravel strewn across the sidewalk. And in my attempts to avoid the rocks and gravel, I realized that I overcorrected, I squeezed both brakes, the bike screeched to a halt, the back wheel reared up, and all I heard myself say was, and then just like in the movies, when they want to show someone having a flashback or maybe an out-of-body experience, everything went white. When the white disappeared and life came back into view, I found myself on the ground on all fours. And due to the intense pain, it took me about 10 seconds to realize that I had probably broken this arm. To this day, I don't remember anything that happened in between the white. The only evidence I had that I had obviously gone over the handlebars and rolled was that my bike and my backpack were up on the sidewalk in front of me. I had road rash all over my body, and when I looked back on my helmet later, there were scratches where my head had obviously hit the ground. Fortunately, I was able to reach my backpack with my right hand, get out my phone, called a friend who lived about 2 blocks away and asked her to come and help me. A man jogging by, the friend that I had called, and some people that were driving down the street and saw me on the ground all stopped right around the same time and called 911. So the police came, the paramedics came, they put me in the ambulance, went to the hospital, got to the emergency room, and I got the news that I'd actually broken my left elbow. And I will spare you the gory details of what was fortunately going on back here that I couldn't really see. But I had to have surgery and right away. So as you might imagine, when I got home, all drugged up, my arm wrapped from my hand all the way down to my wrist, many of the abilities that I had, and I realized I had taken for granted, were suddenly taken away, even if only temporarily. Cooking, typing with both hands, driving, opening the toothpaste, brushing my hair, tying my shoes were all a challenge. What I realized in the early days of my recovery, what I was really suffering from, was an overwhelming feeling of worthlessness. And what I was telling myself about my broken arm was, see, you can't do anything right. Why did you have to go a different way to the gym? The other way was working just fine. You always make bad decisions. These problems you're having, they're all your fault. You're no good to anybody like this. Here again, my self-worth was being tied to my old childhood stories, what other people had to say about me. Like I said earlier, we all have a story, this collection of experiences in our lives. But when we tether on to the challenging ones, we allow the ego, our inner critic, to sit on our shoulder and whisper them to us over and over and over. There is a book called Radical Forgiveness, and the author's name is Colin Tipping. And he talks about, he calls it a forgiveness centrifuge. And he explains that kind of like same concept of if you had like a juicer or a plasma machine where you put something in and you spin it around and then the two parts come out of it. And he says that we can use this forgiveness centrifuge concept to separate the facts of what happened in our life from your father left the household. But your interpretation of that was because it was something about you. You did something wrong, or you should have done something differently, or it was all your fault. And you took his leaving, meaning that you were unworthy. Okay? Your fact could have been that you had a certain career goal, but other people said that it was beneath you, or that boys or girls can't do that or can't be that. Your interpretation was, well, my ideas must be stupid, or I need to ask other people for advice, or even, who am I to have a dream? And those false beliefs work the same way in what might otherwise look like from the outside a positive situation. So I have a friend who says that growing up, she was supported in every way you can think of. They told her how smart she was and how resourceful she was, and she was a nice person, and everyone loved her, and she got good grades. She said nothing but love and support. Those were her facts. Her interpretation of the facts was that because of all those accolades, she had no room for error. If she messed up, people would see that she really didn't have it all together and that she was a failure. But once we can clearly see the difference between the facts in our life and our interpretation of the facts and how those interpretations have played out over our life, we can make conscious choices based on our higher selves about whether or not those stories are serving us any longer. Now, giving up our childhood stories, our old stories, is not about spiritual bypassing or what some people might call denial or looking at the world in rose-colored glasses, rather knowing that we have the power to reframe our old stories. So I have 5 steps for you to do just that, to look at the facts, what's really true that really happened, and our interpretation of it, to make a new conscious path for the future. Step number 1, stop and take a deep breath. Stop and take a deep breath. When you do that, it just opens you up just a little bit, maybe a little for something else to go in. Step number 2, thank the story for getting your attention. Whatever it is, it's trying to tell you something. Step number 3, examine the old story. Is what you are thinking, that story you're telling yourself, is it absolutely true? How is it true? Why is it true? Could there be any other interpretation? Do the people who love and support you the most, do they believe that story too? If you're having trouble answering any of those questions, it's most likely your inner critic that's doing the talking. Step number 4, reframe the old story. You can ask yourself things like, what is the opposite of this story? Or how do I want to feel without the burden of this story? Or what if I choose not to believe this story? And step number 5, be gentle with yourself. You're changing negative patterns of thought that have been deeply rooted in your subconscious mind, sometimes for years, and it takes time. Beating yourself up for having those old stories is like going to the gym one time and expecting your body to look the way you want it to in an instant. But it doesn't work that way. We're just putting one story in that forgiveness centrifuge at a time, spinning it up, separating the facts from our interpretation of the facts. If you practice these five steps on a regular basis, I guarantee you, you'll experience amazing results. So this is my new arm. I call it my new bionic arm. And you can see where they put pins in to stabilize the bones where I broke it, and then the plate holding it all together. So what I say now about my new bionic arm is this. I am adventuresome and like to try new things. I am capable and smart. My vulnerability is one of my strengths. People love me for who I am, not what I can do. And at that plate holding it all together, and I love myself just the way I am. And to that cute little girl, my older, wiser self says, "You are a perfect expression of God. You always have been, and you." Those things were your old stories, but it's time to give them up. You just need to believe in yourself because you are more than you know. So I have an affirmation for you today. I'll say it once and then we can say it together. I have the power to reframe my old stories and chart a new conscious path for the future. Let's say that together. I have the power to reframe my old stories and chart a new conscious path for the future. So we know that prayer and meditation are one of the very important tenets that we have here in Unity. So I invite you to get comfortable, close your eyes if that works for you, and just settle in. We've had a lot of words, a lot of music, a lot of rushing around to get here, thinking about what we have to do later. But now we're going to take the time to just be still and connect with Spirit. We know that God is all-powerful, wise, loving, knowing, capable, and ever-present. And because God made us and is the one and only source in our lives, we too are all of these things. We know that we are the full capacity of the greatest expression of God in, through, and as us. And because this is spiritual law, it will not change. We release this prayer into the universe, knowing that all things have already been manifested on our behalf, and all is well. So let us just take that thought into the silence. As we slowly start to return to this time and place, we are grateful. Like it was stated before, we are all here on divine appointment. There was an encounter, or some words, or some music, or a message, or a hug that we were supposed to receive today. And we know that we have received it. We know that Spirit is divinely guiding us in all ways at all times. And although we have our old stories, those old messages that may have been guiding us in errant ways in our life, we know we have the power to reframe those old stories and to chart a new conscious path for the future. That is a choice that Spirit has given us as we straddle the line between our divine spirituality and our divine humanity. We know that all of it is part of this life process. And as an intricate link in the chain of consciousness that goes on forever and ever, we know that we are blessed and we are blessing others. So we are thankful for this time of meditation, this time of coming together, this time of allowing Spirit to work in, through, and as us, knowing that all is well, and so it is. Amen.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.